change of plans. We're outside Meredith's hospital, and this baby is coming. This baby is coming. Oh, God. I don't have any fucking water births. No Lamaze here. Just fucking Meredith's hospital and no heat and the possibility of genocidal aliens. Oh, God. And I haven't read any of the books and I don't know what to do. And I just need... Oh, I just need more time. Okay. Oh, God, God, God. Please, please, please wait. Please wait. God. Oh, God. Oh, okay. Well, there's a ton of garbage in front of this hospital. Okay. It's a fucking gurney. Chill out.
My fucking face is melting off. It smells so fucking bad.
Cool and excellent choice. That'll keep him out. A bed on wheels. Not bitter at all. God, I get it. Oh, I fucking get it. You're coming. I get it. Okay. This is where we will do it. I give in. Oh, God. Oh, damn it. I just did not want to fucking do this here. I never even wanted to fucking come back here. I can't believe it. Okay.
This is Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, starring Jenny Slate. Our show is made possible by our generous sponsors. Please support us by supporting them.
Oh, it smells so bad. Oh, it's just... Oh, I feel like I'm gonna fucking pass out. Okay. Oh, fuck, I always hated this place when I had to come here for Margaret for... There's an Alzheimer's treatment facility, but back then it was better because it was filled with handsome and smart doctors. All right. Okay, let's find the map. Maternity. Fourth floor. Four flights of stairs. Not so bad. Could be worse. Could be worse. Could be fucking better, though. Oh, God. Fuck. There's more bodies. These ones are fucking blocking the stairs. Oh, God, they're holding hands. No, no! Oh, Jesus! Sorry, sorry, sorry! Oh, fuck. Ugh, I'm sorry. Shit. I'm sorry. Ugh. 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 Grandmother was a real ball buster in life, but when she got sick, it was something else. She made those handsome doctors' lives fucking misery. Alzheimer's just stripped away the ability to care at all about anything. And she had some pretty fucking choice things to say about me. I knew enough to know that it wasn't all true, but some of the shit she said. The doctors say that things have a way of kind of bubbling to the top. It's like, okay, but the fact that she's saying them at all means that they're there underneath in the first place. Eventually, she would just sit there quietly. She's just kind of stare, glassy-eyed, and she looked the same, but she wasn't fucking Margaret. I would have given anything for her to call me a bitch or say that she hated me or just do anything like try to knock a tray out of an orderly's hand or prove that she was still who she was. Oh, God! When Alzheimer's patients go, they sometimes have this clarity, where everything gets better for a second and they recognize their loved ones and they say goodbye. They get to say everything. And it brings like a sense of closure. To have that with Margaret because I wasn't fucking there. I wasn't there when she died. I wasn't there for my mom. I wasn't there. I wasn't there. And she probably died afraid and alone and wondering where the fuck I was. But I'm here. I'm here now. Come on. Focus, Lynn. Focus, focus, focus. We're so close. Come on. Are you with me, little one? We're almost there. No more resting. We're gonna do this. Okay. Here we are. Here we are. All right. Last stop. Well, this looks better. There's fewer bodies. That's always a nice thing. It's just less bodies. Okay. So first, we're gonna find ourselves a room. And then we're gonna go find some supplies. Like blankets. Like lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of blankets. Alright. Room 401. I choose you. Okay. Oh. Why? Does there need to be a body blocking the door? Yeah. Okay. This will do. Oh, God. I know. You don't want to be in there anymore. I fucking get it. I know. Okay. Let's figure this out. Okay. Friendly cobra. I don't need you right now. Baby book. Where's the baby? Here we go. What do we need? Bucket, water, scissors, towels, what the fuck else? Clamps. Okay. Supply closet. Good. Alright, come on. Okay. You know, it's gonna be really awesome when you're not in my body anymore. It's just gonna be wonderful. I mean, I know that parenting is hard, and there's gonna be diaper changing and breastfeeding, but I just really need my body back right now. Let's make a little deal. You try not to tear anything on the way out, and I will be the coolest mom ever. Does that sound good to you? Oh, okay, towels. We got sheets. Fuck yeah! Oh, this is my lucky day! Alright. Okay. Alright. Oh, fuck, it's cold. After this is over, we're going down south where it's fucking warm. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that sounds about fucking right. Motherfucker! God damn it! God, why would any of this be fucking easy?! Oh, you fucking assholes! I am not going to let you ruin my perfect fucking birth plan! It doesn't sound like they're inside. It's so hard to tell. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Filing cabinet? Okay. I'm sure all of the birth tips say that when you're in labor, you should just be dragging fucking filing cabinets around. Oh, God. Oh.
Oh.
You may think of me simply as the disembodied voice of Earthbreak, but I'm also the host of another Skylark Media podcast called American Hysteria. On the show, I do deep dives into moral panics like stranger danger and satanic ritual abuse, urban legends like poison Halloween candy and phantom clowns, and conspiracy theories like the gay agenda and the Illuminati. I think of it as an alternative history through the lens of the false things we fear and the outrageous things we sometimes believe. Expect forgotten oddities of distant American history, as well as breakdowns of controversial pop culture events like Tinky Winky's outing and when Elvis joined forces with Nixon in the war on drugs. Find out how 19th century spirit communication was full of intersectional politics, how crossword puzzles threatened to topple the social order, and how candy was once seen as a gateway to unspeakable sin. I'm Chelsea Weber-Smith, a former fantastical thinker and growing skeptic, and I'll give you a sometimes heartfelt, sometimes hilarious, sometimes horrifying look at how American freakouts shape our history, psychology, politics, and culture. You can now binge all of season one, and season two begins June 3rd. Subscribe to American Hysteria now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Fuck. All right. Okay. Pants off. Pants off. Okay, you're okay. You're all right. Oh, God. Pants off. You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Fuck, it's fucking cold. I need a blanket. I need a blanket. Okay. 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 This is happening. Okay. This is happening. Fuck. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, I got my towels. I got my water. I got my scissors. I got my shotgun. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. Okay. If the contractions are about or less than 3 minutes apart and last about 45 seconds, it's time to go to the hospital. God damn it! Oh! 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 Assess the situation and call 911. Oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you! Ah! Okay, stay calm and know that it's natural. You motherfucker! Make yourself comfortable. This is fucked up! Wash your hands up to your elbows. Have warm water and clean towels ready to clean, baby. Keep it warm. Okay. I got this. Okay, you're getting there, Lynn. You're getting there. Okay. The best position to lie in is on the left side. Left side, which helps release some pressure. Let's reach down with both hands to guide the baby out. Oh, God. I'm not ready for this. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucked. God damn it. Why do I have to be the one to do this? I just want to eat fucking snacks and never leave my apartment. I shouldn't have to be fucking doing this. I don't owe this to anyone. Resist the urge to push? Why the fuck not? Because there's delicate tissue. Oh, fuck me. Oh, what the fuck am I doing? This is a really bad idea. This is a really bad idea. I don't want to do this. I changed my mind. I don't. Ah, God. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck! Oh man! This is it! Shit! fuck, 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 I can't do this. Oh, God. Ah, ah, ah. Oh no! Oh no! Oh fuck! Get
This has been Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse. We hope you enjoyed the story. The world of Earthbreak continues in our subscription box series, Earthbreak Omega Protocol. Every month you'll receive the latest episode. The story revolves around a band of survivors shocked by a sudden death in their bunker. In addition to being a new Earthbreak story, Omega Protocol is a mystery game. You'll receive physical clues to decipher with your friends, family, or our online community. I'm really sad that Earthbreak is over, but with Omega Protocol, it feels like it's kind of just beginning. Right now, just for our listeners, you can go to earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. They only accept 200 members a day, so hurry to take advantage of this offer. That's earthbreak.com/now for 25% off your first box. Find a link to subscribe to Earthbreak and more information on the episode notes. Simply tap or swipe over the cover art. Earthbreak, a few suggestions for survival with additional hints and tips about how to make yourself more comfortable during the alien apocalypse, was directed by Aaron Katz, produced by April Lamb, written by Morgan Ormond, story by Morgan Ormond, Will Rogers, and Derek Smith, associate produced by Will Rogers, executive produced by Ryan Hogan, Derek Smith, and Joshua Hawley, starring Jenny Slate.